House Committee holds hearing on bill to ban transgender athletes in school sports. By Warner Todd Houston on March 8, 2023. On Wednesday, the House Committee on Education and the Workforce held a hearing on a bill that would add language to federal Title IX rules that would ban transgender athletes from playing school sports according to their chosen gender. The bill, sponsored by Representative Greg Stoob, RFL, would add new language to Title IX that would prevent biological males who claim to be transgender women from competing as a woman by defining sex as based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. Stoob said that he introduced the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act, H.R. 734, to save women's sports and to stop transgender athletes like Leah Thomas from robbing natural-born women of their opportunities in sports, according to The Hill. In his statement, Stoob added that transgender female athletes have no place in women's sports. Allowing biological males to participate in women's sports is a complete affront to the hard-working women and girls who have spent their lives training to achieve their dreams. It's simple, biological males have no place in women's sports, the Florida rep said. Last spring, Sarasota's own, Emma Wayant, was robbed of her NCAA championship in the 500 freestyle by a biological male, Leah Thomas. Floridians and Americans across the country are rightly outraged at what has become of women's sports. We've seen time and time again how the far left only favors fairness when it aligns with their woke agenda. That's why today, I'm pleased to reintroduce legislation that ensures women and girls a fair playing field in competitive sports. Riley Gaines, 12x NCAA All-American swimmer, and Independent Women's Forum spokeswoman praised Stoob for the bill. As an athlete who has experienced the injustice of competing against a male firsthand, I'm grateful for the leadership of Representative Stoob. He has made it clear that he will fight for fairness, privacy, and safety for girls and women in sports, Gaines said. Republican HSU Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has signaled his support, as has House Education and Labor Committee Chairwoman Virginia Fox, RNC. Naturally, the extreme left stands against the legislation. The National Women's Law Center and the Congressional Equality Caucus both quickly put out statements attacking the bill. And Equality Caucus Chair Mark Pocan, DY, said, "This is not about girls and women's sports, it's about attacking trans kids. This sports ban is just the opening salvo in their larger efforts to limit the rights of and demonize the LGBTQ+ community." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.